Texting between two different kinds of phones makes photos blurry, ugly, and security risky. Not just that, it also makes video calling, editing messages, or leaving a group nearly impossible. With WhatsApp, everyone can enjoy seamless messaging with the protection of end-to-end encryption. Streamline your messages across all devices on WhatsApp. Message privately with anyone you want. Click the banner or download now to learn more.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. I'm your host, retired NYPD Sergeant Bill Cannon, a 27-year veteran of the NYPD. You know, I was about to wait till tomorrow morning when Rex Uerman, known as the Gilgo Beach serial killer, or the alleged Gilgo Beach serial killer, who is being charged with we have him for the Gilgo 4 that we know is on the screen. Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Melissa Bartolome, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello. But huge happenings are happening live as we speak, and I couldn't wait till tomorrow morning. Apparently, there's going to be a blockbuster coming out tomorrow morning, and I'm going to report it to you right now. The people you see on the screen right now, is one of them is John Bitroff, who has been arrested for the murders of two women out on Eastern Long Island. And the woman you're seeing on the screen is Sandra Castilla. And apparently the two murders, additional murders that Rex Uerman is going to be charged with tomorrow are Sandra Castilla and Jessica Taylor. If this is true, then this is really disturbing in a way, and well, in many ways, but it puts the first murder going back to 1993. Remember, we spoke about this case. Karen Vergata went missing in 1996. Well, this is 3 years earlier. 1993. So this puts, if they in fact have the evidence to pin it on Rex Uerman, or the evidence to get the probable cause search warrant that they got for his house in Massapequa Park, then this is really quite a blockbuster report that now they got Rex Uerman, or they have evidence him doing another murder several years earlier. So according to the New York Post, hot off the press this evening, suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Uerman will be charged in the murders of two additional women when he's brought into court Thursday, sources told the New York Post. The Manhattan architect turned murder suspect will be arraigned on an indictment in the 2003 death of Jessica Taylor and the 1993 slaying of Sandra Castilla. The New York Post was told this on Wednesday. Today, the remains of Taylor, a 20-year-old woman working as an escort in New York City, were found in a wooded area in Manville on July 26, 2003. Her additional remains, initially labeled Jane Doe No. 5, were discovered on March 29, 2011. Let me just put it so I can find a picture of her up on the screen. Here was an earlier one. Jessica Taylor is the woman on the left. On the right is Valerie Mack, who initially we thought that this were Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack were going to be the two additional murders that Rex Heumann were going to be charged with. Castilla was murdered in 1993, and here's a picture of her up on the screen, but had not been included among the so-called Gilgo Beach victims until now. Investigators suspected convicted serial killer John Bitroff in Castilla's death, but he was never charged in her slaying, which remains one of the several unsolved Long Island murders. Heumann, who is 60 years old, is already charged in the deaths of four other women whose remains were found dumped along Ocean Parkway on Long Island's South Shore. The married Massapequa Park dad was arrested on July 13, 2023, in the deaths of the woman who are known collectively as the Gilgo Four. He was originally charged with three of the murders: Megan Waterman, who was 22, Melissa Bartolome, 24, and Amberlynn Costello, 27, until January, when he was charged with the murder of a fourth woman, 25-year-old Maureen Brainerd Barnes. The Heumann home has been searched twice since he was arrested. So this is quite a, what I would consider to be a blockbuster information. We spoke about on recent shows, the search in April out in Manorville, where they must have recovered forensic evidence that they then took to a judge and got a probable cause search warrant on Rex Heumann's house. Again, the second time his house was being searched. It was searched 10 months earlier for 12 days. Now, the second search warrant included a six-day search. So we must assume, based on all of the happenings in this case right now, that they recovered evidence that was fruitful to build a nexus between the search in Manorville and the search at Rex Heumann's home in Massapequa Park. Because tomorrow we are hearing, according to the New York Post, that he is going to be charged with two additional murders, and one of them is the woman on the left, Jessica Taylor, and the other one is Sandra Castilla. Initially, we had no idea that she would be included in this. So this is quite a surprise. So that if this information is correct, Rex Heumann will now be charged with six murders. Six murders in this case. I don't know if his attorney, Michael Brown, will still be insisting that Rex Heumann is innocent, because the evidence keeps piling up, and that will all remain to be seen. So, folks, hold on to your seats, hold on to your hats, hold on to your rescue dog, a family member, whatever you have to hold on to, because you're about to enter true crime from a police perspective. You're about to enter the off-the-cuff zone, the police off-the-cuff zone. There has to be some common sense.
Yes, sir. They have the car stopped in 10th and Grant. You might go by there.
We still don't know who pulled the trigger.
Tomorrow morning at 9:30, Rex Heumann, who you see on the screen right there, will be arraigned at 9:30 out in Suffolk County, out in Riverhead. And he is going to be arraigned for, according to the New York Post, two more murders of the women you see on the screen there, Sandra Castilla and Jessica Taylor. The interesting thing and the sort of the scary thing is that Sandra Castilla was murdered in 1993, going back a lot further than anyone initially thought. So that, the reason I say this is scary, besides the fact that Rex Heumann will be charged with the murder of Sandra Castilla, this puts him back doing murders much further than has ever been documented before. There was some rumor, some information that he may have committed the murder of Karen Vergata, but no evidence, no nexus, no connection, no link. And you know that we can't charge anyone with a crime unless we have a link, re-evidence, re-forensic evidence, re-DNA. And we didn't have that in this case. But now it appears that they have evidence, because we're going to hear tomorrow, well, 9:30, he will be arraigned. At 11 o'clock, Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney is expected to give a press conference. And hopefully they'll put out a document much like the bail application they put out and the first three murders were indicted. And that will explain a lot to us that has since now been unexplained. And that should satisfy a lot of us as to what is going on here.
Will reportedly announce new charges against Rex Heumann in the murder of a fifth woman. Word of the new indictment follows searches at Heumann's home and a wooded area where the remains of two women were previously found. Here's ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The alleged serial killer charged in Long Island murders that happened more than a decade ago is due in court 48 hours from now, when Newsday reports he'll face charges in connection with a fifth victim. Rex Heumann, the architect and father, is already charged with killing four women he had solicited for sex. The bodies of Megan Waterman, Melissa Bartholomew, Amber Costello, and Maureen Brainerd Barnes were found wrapped in burlap near Gilgo Beach in 2010, where authorities later found six additional sets of remains.
Maureen was a mother of two amazing children, and they will forever be without their mother.
The case had gone largely cold until Heumann's arrest last July. Authorities said they linked him to the murders through his distinctive car and DNA lifted from pizza crust found in the garbage outside his office.
Do you have anything to say about why you're here today?
Heumann's wife, Asa Ellerup, filed for divorce shortly after his arrest, and authorities have cleared her in the case. Investigators dug up the backyard of the family home, searching for evidence, and recently returned without explanation. They also recently searched a wooded spot farther east on Long Island where human remains had previously been found.
There were a number of necessary investigative steps that were taken. You pointed out just some of them. And Thursday, you will see the fruits of that investigation.
Not have a clear picture of Heumann's life between the time the bodies were discovered at Gilgo Beach and the time of his arrest last July. And they're still working to determine, Trevor, whether they can connect him to any missing persons cases or other unsolved crimes. Trevor?
Amazing, right? Because now what we're learning now is that this case and these murders, if we can all link them together and call them the LISC, the Long Island serial killer, or the Gilgo Beach murders, now goes back to 1993. If that's not disturbing, I don't know what is. So, and when we spoke about Valerie Mack and Jessica Taylor, those are the two victims on this map that were dismembered with some of their body parts found, and others found 45 miles away in Manorville in 2000. In 2003. A second killer may be responsible for the two murders. Now, that was initially thought to be John Bitroff, but I don't think that they are viewing him as responsible for the murders of Jessica Taylor and Sandra Castilla, because that are the two cases that I believe Rex Heumann is going to be charged with tomorrow. And some of the things that we're also learning is that Rex Heumann's modus operandi. We spoke about that last night with NYPD retired Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce was on the show, as well as retired FBI agent Bobby Chacone, two brilliant guys. And we spoke about modus operandi, signature, and staging. And if Rex Heuermann is now responsible for the murder of Sandra Castilla, who you see in this photo next to John Bitroff, she was beaten to death. That happens to be a different MO than Rex Heuermann's typical MO, which appears to be asphyxia. So when we think about a serial killer and how they can change over time and how they can change their modus operandi, their signature, and the staging of their crime scenes, in this instance with Jessica Taylor and Sandra Castilla, well, Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack, their bodies were dismembered and they were dumped. They were killed. Their bodies were found out in Manorville, yet parts of their bodies were found near Gilgo Beach, in the dumping site, we will call it, where many of the other bodies were found. So if all of this is true and can be told tomorrow by Ray Tierney telling us what they've discovered with their investigation, it's quite interesting, but also quite disturbing. And we'll be learning much, much more tomorrow during the press conference.
And hands were cut off when she was found in Manorville 20 years ago. Investigators finding them on Ocean Parkway in 2011. She was an escort working in New York City, reported missing out of Washington, D.C. She was identified by a tattoo the killer failed to fully scrape off her hip.
Serial killers whose motives are sexual.
When we spoke about that last night, that the killer, part of his, of course, crime scene staging or signature was to, and staging and signature are totally different, but he was trying to remove an identifier from his victim by scraping off a tattoo that was on the hip of Jessica Taylor. In addition, dumping the bodies at a different location, dismembering and dumping the bodies is also part of staging, where he was trying to throw off police from hunting and finding him. So all of this is consistent with the personality, the warped personality of a serial killer such as Rex Heuermann.
Have a fair number of commonalities. One is the desire to inflict pain and suffering.
Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack, another dismembered victim found in Manorville, were tied to the Gilgo Beach serial killer or killers. Two law enforcement sources told me they were tied up in a very cruel way. One saying their leg area was bound in a ball. You'd have to be a hunter to do something like that. The second source said the knees were brought into their chest area. We talked to the second source about two men who have been discussed in connection to the Mack Taylor murders. Convicted killer John Bitroff, a carpenter who lived in Manorville and went to prison in 2017 for killing two sex workers in the early 90s. And Rex Heuermann, the Midtown architect who allegedly picked up some of his escorts in Manhattan before murdering them. He is charged in connection with the Gilgo Four, whose bodies were intact and bound in burlap. One source said of Bitroff and the Manorville bodies, we're looking at him very closely, but we're not ruling out Heuermann. The Suffolk County District Attorney, though, is not commenting on law enforcement theories about the Gilgo others. We met him in Massapequa Park when the search of Rex Heuermann's home was finished up on Tuesday after 12 days.
Our investigation, focused on the Gilgo Four. We're going to continue to investigate that case, prepare that case for trial. And we have our investigation now has become public, obviously. And also it's broadened. So we're going to look at the other instances where bodies were recovered in that area as well.
The DA said lab experts will now look for trace DNA, blood and hair fibers in the massive amounts of evidence taken out of Rex Heuermann's house in Massapequa.
So, you know, we have spoken sort of ad nauseum in regards to this case and about how much evidence there is and about we are discovering, myself included, how advanced the technology is in recovering some of this physical evidence. Just absolutely incredible that they can, if they went back to Manorville, to the actual crime scenes where the bodies of Jessica Taylor and Sandra Castilla, and Sandra Castilla apparently was found closer to Southampton, Long Island. If they had gone back to those crime scenes and actually found evidence in the case of Sandra Castillo from 1993, and in the case of Jessica Taylor from 2003, and then somehow were able to compare that evidence against evidence in a new search warrant inside Rex Heuermann's house. Just absolutely, in my mind, incredible. Just absolutely incredible. And as we recall with this new search warrant, and they've been very tight-lipped about what they've been doing, but the medical examiner, the Suffolk County and the Nassau County medical examiner showed up on the scene. And what does that tell us? Well, that tells us that a forensic expert, like a medical examiner who deals with blood, fibers, biological fluids, all of those things that potentially could contain DNA, goes to the scene of this house. And we were also told much later on that the focus of this second search, this six-day second search, was the basement. Did they learn something from all of the other evidence that they collected over almost a year ago? Did they learn something more about Rex Heuermann and about his potential victims? This is breaking, solidly breaking news that we didn't know before. And the report that the New York Post put out tonight at almost 9 p.m. breaking, as soon as I saw it, I said, you know something? I'm not going to wait till tomorrow morning. I'm going to go live right now. But tomorrow is even more blockbuster information. 9:30, Rex Heuermann will be arraigned. And we're expecting that he will be charged with two more murders. And according to the New York Post, the women that you see on the screen there, Sandra Castilla, killed in 1993. And Jessica Taylor, killed in 2003. They have evidence tying these two victims to Rex Heuermann. So when we see that, and we hear about that, we have to think, what else did this 6'6", 300-pound ogre do? How many more murders has he committed over the years? And I'm not just saying this to be sensational. I don't have to be sensational. This case in itself is sensational. How many more murders did Rex Heuermann do? Because what we learned also is that he went out on apparently hundreds or thousands of dates with escorts. And not every single escort that he went out on a date with did he kill, or else there would be bodies spread out all over Long Island. But this, in fact, is just really... all of us should be like, wow. Just wow. I mean, when we heard of a fifth indictment, I thought there was going to be one more victim. And now, as the New York Post reports tonight, no, they got two more victims. And a little bit scary, you know. Very scary that... JPL, the Stelladoro, thank you for bringing this to the table and giving your police off the cuff. Cop talk, is there death penalty in the state? JP Stelladoro, no, there is no. Thank you for the $20 super sticker. No, there is no death penalty in New York State. That has been rescinded. We used to have it years ago. And that would be something that they could use as a bargaining chip, perhaps, to get Rex Heuermann to confess. If he was facing the death penalty, he would have a reason to confess. But because he's not, he has absolutely no reason to cooperate, no reason to confess. He's facing life without parole. But there's no death penalty to hang over his head. So the prosecutor has nothing to gain, nothing to negotiate with, nothing to deal with in a plea bargain. Milwaukee Civilian, I want to thank you so much for gifting 20 police off-the-cuff channel memberships. Thank you so much. And I know you've followed me for many, many years, and I really appreciate you. That's so generous of you. Milwaukee Civilian, you're an old POTC fan. I've missed you. If I disappear again, just know I'm still listening to the podcast. Milwaukee Civilian, again, thank you so much. So this, I don't know if you guys in the chat are as sort of astonished as I am. I didn't expect this. What I did expect was sort of a quiet press conference tomorrow naming an additional victim. However, now we know, at least according to the New York Post, there's going to be two more victims listed.
With new developments in the Gilgo Beach murder case, investigators returned to the Long Island home of accused serial killer Rex Heuermann today for yet another extensive search related to this case. And good afternoon, I'm David Navarro.
I'm Sandra Bookman in today for Liz. Heuermann has pleaded not guilty to killing four women whose bodies were found in a marshy stretch close to Gilgo Beach. The renewed interest in Heuermann's home comes as investigators try to solve the deaths of six other Gilgo victims.
Eyewitness News reporter Darla Miles is live in Massapequa Park with the very latest. Darla.
Raise it up a little bit.
David, Sandra, this is like July 2023 all over again. You can see all of these investigators here at the home of Rex Heuermann. If you look on the front porch of the home, you can see cardboard boxes stacked all the way to the ceiling of that front porch. The Gilgo Beach Task Force now working to solve any unsolved deaths here on Long Island. They say they're going wherever the investigation leads them. Well, today, it led them back to the home of Rex Heuermann. The Gilgo Beach Task Force embarking on an extensive search at the home of Rex Heuermann. The search warrant executed at 9 a.m. Monday.
Investigations evolve, new information comes in, and as that new information comes in, it becomes necessary to take additional steps. And that's what we're doing.
A command station for the New York State Police and Suffolk County Police parked outside of the Massapequa Park home on First Avenue. Two white tents set up in the front yard. And forensic crews spotted assembling cardboard boxes near large blue plastic bins, presumably for more evidence collection.
It's part of the Gilgo Task Force, and so it's...
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
It's part of the ongoing investigation with regard to, you know, both charged and uncharged crimes.
The operation, an utter surprise after an exhaustive 12-day search last July, when the 60-year-old architect was identified as a suspect in the 13-year-old cold case and charged in the deaths of four of the victims, or the Gilgo Four.
Oh, they were out in Manorville, I know, like a week or two ago. I've been following it since 2010, so it kind of felt like a victory last year when we found out who it was. It was kind of like the mystery was over, we knew.
The renewed interest in Huerman's home comes as investigators continue to try to solve the deaths of the other six Gilgo victims. And a month after the Gilgo Beach Task Force conducted several searches in Manorville, that wooded area connected to John Bitroff, who was convicted in the 1990s death of two women and a suspect in the murder of a third. How any of this might be connected remains to be seen.
You know what they're talking about, John Bitroff, the suspect. He was listed as a suspect in Sandra Castilla's case. So it's just interesting now that they have now connected Sandra Castilla's case. And again, this is according to the New York Post. They've connected Sandra Castilla's case from 1993 to Rex Huerman and a different modus operandi. Sandra Castilla was beaten to death. These other victims, it is largely believed that they died through asphyxia, although the cause of death on the Gilgo Four was listed as homicidal death, but not, they didn't give a specific cause, which the manner of death, as we know, I went over this a million times, homicide, suicide, accidental, natural, or undetermined. That is the manner. Cause can be as asphyxia, blunt trauma, gunshot, stab, or all, any of those things. You get the idea. But it's believed that the Gilgo Four, known as the first four that Rex Huerman was charged with on the screen here, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Melissa Bartolome, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello, it's believed that they were potentially killed by asphyxia, strangulation, suffocation. But because of the time that transpired between the time of death and the time the bodies were discovered, I don't believe they can pinpoint an exact cause of death. So we will learn more about this tomorrow. Of course, 9:30, Rex Huerman will be arraigned on new charges, and we believe two more murders, Jessica Taylor and Sandra Castilla. So we will learn that tomorrow when he's arraigned at 9:30, but at 11 a.m., Suffolk County District Attorney is going to give a press conference, and hopefully we will get all the details that we don't know specifically right now.
Scene.
And I think it's part of the same investigation. And again, you know, there are necessary investigative steps that need to be taken.
Now, those investigative steps again underway here at the home of Rex Huerman. At this point, it is unclear how long this search will take, whether it will conclude today or if it will last the next few days. We reached out to the attorney for Rex Huerman. He declined to comment, but Huerman will be back in court the first week of June, reporting live in Massapequa Park.
Well, not the first week in June, but tomorrow he will be back in court, because no one could have expected this, that you know, the evidence that they recovered out in Manorville led to them getting a search warrant. And it, remember, the second search warrant on the Massapequa Park, home of Rex Huerman. And then to think how amazing it is that something in that house connected to Sandra Castilla and Jessica Taylor to the fact that a judge issued a search warrant. And then they made this nexus. And this nexus led to him being indicted for two more murders tomorrow. What we're expecting to be an indictment for two more murders tomorrow. Just spectacular police work. Just an unbelievable. When you think about it, we look at this map and how complicated this case is. And now, instead of this case going back to 1996 with Karen Vergata, now it's going all the way back to 1993 with Sandra Castilla. And you know something, folks? That's not the end of it. I guarantee you he killed before 1993 with Sandra Castilla. How far, how wide of a net does the Gilgo Beach Task Force have to spread to find additional victims, additional bodies of Rex Heuermann? Quite disturbing. But now this opens up a Pandora's box of investigative possibilities. And we look at Valerie Mack there. Could she potentially be indictment number 7? Hasn't been mentioned that she is one of the victims that he's going to be charged with tomorrow. And initially, we thought it was going to be Valerie Mack and Jessica Taylor, because they were both found in Manorville, or their remains. And then their remains were found near the Gilgo Beach area, as you see on this map, where their remains were dumped. So these are some of the questions. Hopefully they're going to be answered for us tomorrow. But right now, we don't specifically have the answers to this. But, you know, quite interesting that all of this is going on now. And this all started in April with the research. And I mean the research by searching again of the Manorville area. And this is what where it started. And this led to an additional search on Rex Heuermann's house. And then, of course, the search warrant and the now potential indictment for two more murders.
Dogs and state troopers.
A new search by police in Manorville, an area of Long Island where body parts related to the Gilgo Beach murders had been found in the past. Mystery surrounds why police are scouring the area and whether it could be connected to the investigation into Rex Heuermann.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're on the lookout for true crime stories told from a fresh perspective with nuance, depth, and detail, I have a new show for you. Check out Murder, True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. From the shocking Chandra Levy case and infamous Tylenol murders to the tragic deaths of the Clutter family, each episode focuses on a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Listen in every Tuesday as the show dives into the darkest corners of true crime, unraveling chilling narratives, examining compelling clues, and most importantly, seeking the truth. What sets murder true crime stories apart is the focus on humanizing the victims and the effect their deaths had on their families, friends, and community. We'll always leave with the knowledge of why their stories need to be heard. There's a story behind every murder, but is there an ending? New episodes of Murder True Crime Stories release every Tuesday. Just search for Murder True Crime Stories on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's been connected to the Gilgo 4? Thanks for joining me for Crime Fix. I'm Anjanette Levy. There was some really big news on Long Island when police started searching a wooded area in Manorville. If Manorville sounds familiar, it's because it's the area where remains belonging to Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack were found. Some of their remains, of course, were also found on Ocean Parkway on Gilgo Beach. Now, no one has ever been charged in their murders. Several New York media outlets, quoting sources, say this search is related to the Gilgo Beach murder investigation. Rex Huerman, an architect from Massapequa Park in Long Island, is charged with the murders of the Gilgo Four. They, of course, are Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Melissa Bartholomew, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello, four sex workers who were found wrapped in camouflage burlap. Huerman has denied the charges. Here's his lawyer, Michael Brown.
You're talking about a gentleman who has never been arrested before. He's a productive member of society. He's going to work every day. He's supporting his family, and he's incarcerated, and he's claiming he didn't do this. So obviously it's troubling, and he's dealing with it on a day-by-day basis, one day at a time, but he is looking forward to having his day in a courtroom.
So back to what's going on in Manorville. Police spent 2 days searching the area. And as you can see from this video from News 12 Long Island, it was a busy, busy search. The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office will only say the Suffolk County Police Department, the New York Police Department, and the New York State Police are working with the District Attorney's Office on an ongoing investigation. We do not comment on investigative steps while they are underway. We will make further statements when appropriate. The search was a surprise to people who have followed the case closely for years, including Joe Jackalone, a retired NYPD cold case sergeant and host.
This is simply an amazing, amazing police work. When we look back on this case, and of course this case is always going to be tainted by the fact that Chief James Burke ran it in the beginning and did absolutely nothing, had one person assigned to it, shooed the FBI away. And where this case could have been solved years ago, it really didn't get moving until Rodney Harrison, a former NYPD chief of department, chief of detectives, took over along with Ray Tierney and established the Gilgo Beach Task Force, brought the FBI back in, brought the state police in, brought the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office investigators in, brought Nassau County Police in, although not officially on the Gilgo Beach Task Force. Nassau County Police did a lot of work on this also, and brought in the Suffolk County Corrections Department, who worked with escorts who were arrested and in jail in a way of gathering intelligence from them in regards to Rex Huerman. So all of those things are just simply amazing that they were able to throw this together and just about 2 years ago. And within 2 months of the establishment of that task force, they identified that green Chevy Avalanche that was mentioned in a couple, well, specifically in the murder of Amber Lynn Costello, and that it was seen. And he was described by her roommate as that he looked like an ogre, 6 foot, 6 inch, 300 pound ogre driving a Chevy Avalanche. And that was in the, here's the little, the 6 foot six, 300 pound ogre has been indicted. Well, this will be happening tomorrow for a fifth murder in the Gilgo Beach serial case. Yet now we're hearing, at least from the New York Post, it's not just a fifth murder, it's going to be a fifth and a sixth murder. And of course, the sixth murder would be the woman right there in that picture. Sandra Castilla, murdered in 1993. Think of that. How far this goes back now. Does that concern anyone that this case goes back that far? I think it's pretty disturbing that it goes back that far. And what evidence do they have? That's one of the questions I have. What evidence do they have? Did they find in Rex Schulman's house in this second search warrant that tied him to the murder of Sandra Castilla? What do they have? Hopefully we will be learning this tomorrow, but right now we don't know what evidence they have, but we will be learning this tomorrow. A, when he gets arraigned at 9:30, and then B, when Ray Tierney gives a press conference at 11 a.m. tomorrow. And I'm pretty excited about it because there's so many questions about this. And let's face it, even though this is a horrific crime, and our job or our as onlookers, as bystanders, is always, in my mind, to mention the victims. Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Melissa Bartolome, Megan Waterman, Amber Costello, known as the Gilgo Four. And, you know, we can also mention Shannon Gilbert, which probably is not part of the Gilgo Beach murders, but her, whether you call it a murder or accidental death of Shannon Gilbert, her situation led to much more focus, much more manpower, much more investigation being applied to the Gilgo Beach murders. Because before Shannon Gilbert's case, there wasn't much attention being given. And that goes back to, of course, Chief Burke. And I want to mention John Ray, the attorney for Shannon Gilbert. He absolutely put pressure on the police and made them pay attention. And I don't know about everything he brings forth, but I will give him credit for that. He put some pressure on the police to pay attention to what was going on and put this case under a really big microscope.
The years since partial remains of Gilgo Beach victims Valerie Mack and Jessica Taylor were found in Manorville, Long Island. Today, investigators are looking back for new evidence.
And people are asking if it's all related to suspected serial killer Rex Huerman. CBS 2's Jennifer McLogan has been covering the Gilgo Beach case since the beginning and has the latest.
The Manorville Firehouse, mobile command center for dozens of search teams, members of NYPD, New York State Police, Suffolk County, and District Attorney, spreading out across thousands of acres in the Pine Barrens, using canine, cadaver dogs, walking through acres of brush and woods, looking for evidence, we're told, in the ongoing Gilgo investigation. Outside the Manorville post office, opinions about what could be unearthed.
Years and years ago, this was all open at one time. You know, I've been out here over 50 years.
You know, it's a quiet little community. I've been here a long time. And, to see this happen, it's a bit unnerving.
Years since they said they found body parts along 111 there. So there was never an answer. So, and now for this Gilgo Beach.
It was two decades ago when human remains of two women were found here and at Gilgo Beach, later identified through DNA as Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack. No arrests have been made in their cases. But locals have nervous speculation about Rex Huerman, who's been charged in the murders of four sex workers found at Gilgo Beach. It was a spectacle in the hamlet as search parties walked woods adjacent to bulls, steers, cows and heifers, horses and wild turkeys.
It could be something that an informant has come forward with and told them about after all these years.
Fred Klein, Hofstra law professor, former Nassau prosecutor, says it's unusually rare to bring in such a force unless acting on a lead. A police source says it's related to serial killer suspect Rex Huerman.
It may relate to something they found in his home, something on his cell phone or computer, or a map.
There's so much territory to search that it could take up to a week. Cadaver dogs, we're told, are smelling for scents that appear with decomposing bodies. From the Manorville Command Center, Jennifer McLogan, CBS 2 News.
So that is where it all was brought together in April. Something brought the Suffolk County Police out to Manorville. What was it? That's hard to say. Was it that they had a tip? Was it that some evidence brought them out there? That's unknown at this point. But something brought them out to Manorville. And we have to believe that the search was fruitful. That they uncovered something during that search that led to them getting a search warrant in order to research, get another search warrant to search Rex Uhrman's home a second time. And what did they recover? Is that what led to the arrest? To the, I shouldn't say arrest, to the new indictment is coming tomorrow. Indictment, apparently, 5 and 6 for the bodies of Jessica Taylor and Sandra Castilla. So that is something that is just, you know, incredible. And
ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're on the lookout for true crime stories told from a fresh perspective with nuance, depth, and detail, I have a new show for you. Check out Murder, True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. From the shocking Chandra Levy case and infamous Tylenol murders to the tragic deaths of the Clutter family, each episode focuses on a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Listen in every Tuesday as the show dives into the darkest corners of true crime, unraveling chilling narratives, examining compelling clues, and most importantly, seeking the truth. What sets Murder True Crime Stories apart is the focus on humanizing the victims and the effect their deaths had on their families, friends, and community. We'll always leave with the knowledge of why their stories need to be heard. There's a story behind every murder, but is there an ending? New episodes of Murder True Crime Stories release every Tuesday. Just search for Murder True Crime Stories on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The fact that they put this together, you know, in my mind is just unbelievable. And we will find out many new things tomorrow. Tomorrow about what they uncovered, what was the nexus between the evidence they uncovered and what they're actually going to do. What is, you know, we would all love if there's tomorrow is a document much like this, the 32-page bail application form that we received early on in this investigation, which told us so much about this investigation that it outlined so much of, because this is a complicated and a convoluted investigation, and there's so many moving parts to this, you know, moving parts by the time frame that this occurred. Now it's going back to the year 1993 with the murder of Sandra Castilla. So just absolutely incredible. And, you know, it begs the question that we all have. So they just linked them to two more murders. How many other murders is Rex Heuermann responsible for? Will we ever find that out? But there is the Gilgo Beach Task Force that is not resting on their laurels. They're digging, digging, and digging. Let's listen to Chris Cuomo, who has profiler, FBI profiler, Jim Clemente.
FBI profiler Jim Clemente investigated this case back in 2011. Good to see you, handsome. Once again, you can echo
How
this.
You doing, Chris?
This became part of the mythology of this part of the country. And now they seem to be solving these. What's your read on this attachment of another body and this big search and what it could mean going forward?
Well, Chris, as you know, during the initial search, there was literally thousands of sources of forensic evidence from that home and from the beach and from the woods. So I think they're constantly thoroughly going through that. And when they get a match or when they get an indication that there may be more evidence, that's why they did the search warrant at the house again.
Jim, help me be fair about this. When you dig up a house the first time, like the way they did, then you go and dig it up again a second time? Is that unusual? What triggers that?
Well, it is unusual, but it could very well be that some of the forensic evidence that the medical examiner found, for example, it could be knife marks, it could be the marks from tool marks that were used to dismember these bodies. Sorry for being so graphic, but basically, they could be going back to look for the tools that were used to make those marks. They can match them one-to-one.
Does it make sense to you as a profiler that Heuermann could be connected to Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack, dismembered, both of them, bodies found in parts in different places? Both were sex workers, like the Gilgo Four, even though the other bodies weren't necessarily seen to have been dismembered. Does this make sense to a profiler?
Yeah, well, dismemberment sometimes can be part of the MO and signature, but it could also be a practical move. In other words, at that point, he may not have been able to transport the whole body or to the place where he wanted to. In other words, he may have gone to a secondary location, let's say in the woods, but didn't want, knowing that people also often get found in the woods, didn't want them to be identifiable. So then later, when he had the opportunity, he took those body parts to the other location where they were a little bit better concealed.
Now, you guys are very lucky at home that we got Jim Clemente on tonight, not just because he's good looking, but he knows the history of this case. And there's a very weird twist in this case that we told you about early on. But one of the reasons that there were no answers early on is that when the FBI wanted to get involved in this case and really take it on, the then police chief didn't want them involved. And the suggestion was because he thought they were looking at him and he had some little dirty deeds of his own, allegedly, that he didn't want to come up. Now, Rex Heuermann's lawyer is saying, I'll tell you who killed Jessica and the other one, the chief. And he's saying to the FBI, let's look at him again. Do you think that's a ruse?
Well, I mean, obviously it is. I think, you know, defense attorneys will do whatever they can to muddy the waters. But he's saying that the chief's antics may have let the real killer get away years ago. In fact, maybe that's true. But the real killer is Rex Heuermann. And all the evidence points to that. Allegedly, at this point, he hasn't been convicted yet, but all the evidence points to that. And for the defense attorney to try to reach that far, it really says that he realizes the case against Rex is pretty strong.
Do you believe there will be more bodies connected to this man?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't hear me, Jim? Boy, it's a great cliffhanger. All right.
I hear you now.
I'll see you next time.
Sorry.
Oh, you hear me now? Do you think they're going to connect more bodies to him?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
So that's Jim Clemente. I had him on my show before. Absolutely brilliant FBI profiler. In fact, I think it was in 2010, he did a profile of the Gilgo Beach serial killer. And once Rex Heuermann was caught, it fit him to a T. So I would love to bring Jim Clemente back on the show. He's really good friends with Bobby Chacon. Both of them used to write for the TV show Criminal Minds. I believe it was on Netflix. Two brilliant guys, and he is really brilliant in regards to serial killers. Just absolutely brilliant. Respected even among other experts in serial killing. So Jim Clemente. One of the things last night, and I don't know if you guys watched last night's show, but one of the brilliant things about last night was I had on retired NYPD Chief of Detectives, Robert Boyce. And I asked him a question that I didn't, in fact, know the answer to. And I asked, Chief, where do you think Rex Heuermann committed these murders? What location specifically? And Chief Boyce said, I believe he did it inside his home. And he based that on the fact that every time Rex Heuermann killed or one of these women, one of these escorts went missing, his wife and his children were out of the country, Asa Ellerup. So that he had his home that he was very comfortable in to commit these horrific crimes. And then he had enough time to clean up the crime scene, or so he thought, because years later it's turning out that they're finding evidence in regards to these crimes. So just amazing. And Bobby Chacon, FBI agent, that was on my show last night. And if you didn't watch last night's show, shame on you. You could still watch it. I thought it was an outstanding show with two amazing guests. Robert Boyce, retired NYPD Chief of Detectives, and of course, retired FBI agent Bobby Chacon. So Bobby Chacon agreed with Chief Boyce. He feels that the killing location, for many reasons, was inside Rex Heuermann's home. Folks, this is Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. If you like real crime, true crime from a police perspective, then go on our YouTube, hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up, hit the like button, share us with your friends and your family, and make sure you subscribe. And if you want to contribute to us financially, we have a Patreon with four different levels. And we also have a YouTube channel membership with, count them, five different levels. And our YouTube channel members are growing by leaps and bounds. And I want to thank Milwaukee Civilian tonight for actually donating 20 memberships to unnamed people in the chat. That was
ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off. The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're on the lookout for true crime stories told from a fresh perspective with nuance, depth, and detail, I have a new show for you. Check out Murder, True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. From the shocking Chandra Levy case and infamous Tylenol murders to the tragic deaths of the Clutter family, each episode focuses on a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Listen in every Tuesday as the show dives into the darkest corners of true crime, unraveling chilling narratives, examining compelling clues, and most importantly, seeking the truth. What sets Murder True Crime Stories apart is the focus on humanizing the victims and the effect their deaths had on their families, friends, and community. We'll always leave with the knowledge of why their stories need to be heard. There's a story behind every murder, but is there an ending? New episodes of Murder True Crime Stories release every Tuesday. Just search for Murder True Crime Stories on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So generous of her, and she's been contributing, and she's been following this show for a number of years. Tony. Jim Clemente is the best, of course, next to you, Bill. Well, Tony, thank you so much. But he's in another league than me in regards to serial killer profiling. He's brilliant. It's a real study. Milwaukee Civilian, again, thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you so much for coming by and watching the show. You know, when I saw this breaking story tonight that, you know, the New York Post reported that there's going to be two more indictments tomorrow. We expected there to be a fifth. They're saying there's going to be a fifth and a sixth. And, of course, we're referring to Jessica Taylor and Sandra Castilla. Sandra Castilla killed in 1993, and Jessica Taylor killed in 2003. So just a lot of breaking news that we're going to hear tomorrow. I think that the Gilgo Beach Task Force has done just an incredible job. In the short time they have been together, they have put this case together. They're not giving up. They're pounding the pavement. They're out there. They're following leads, and they're making progress. They're making tremendous amount of progress. And one day, perhaps all the bodies to be considered connected to the Gilgo Beach Long Island serial killer, if you would, will be connected by evidence with Rex Schumann. But we will find a lot about that tomorrow. So tomorrow, again, at 9:30, Rex Schumann gets arraigned. At 11 o'clock, Ray Tierney is going to give a press conference. I'm going to be going live tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. in the morning. And I'm going to go right through the press conference because I'm as excited covering this case as you guys are watching it or listening to it, whichever may be the case. And I want to hear what Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney has to say tomorrow. I want to hear the evidence they have. I want to hear the victims that Rex Schumann will be indicted for, numbers 5 and number 6. And hopefully we will all hear that tomorrow. So again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. This was not an expected. Mick Rambalon, when he was picking women up off the street, he was probably more worried about being connected to a specific woman and dismembered to prevent ID. Once sex work went digital, one could meet more secretly. Yes, Mick Rambalon, he was meeting them. He was using what's known as burner phones, phones that are thought to be untraceable. But guess what? Nothing is untraceable these days. You're right. In 1993, that was probably pre-cell phone or right around the time cell phones were coming out. Not many people had them in 1993. I'm just reading the chat a little bit. Aunt BBQ Fuzzy Doxy, aka No Way Did I Ever Go Camping, etc. No, not me. Okay. Renee, I have a feeling a lot more bodies are going to be tied to Rex Heuerman. Renee, I agree with you. Absolutely agree. Christy Fox, very outstanding. Killings in home or storage? Well, Chief Boyce felt it was definitely in his home. It doesn't mean he's right, but that's what, based on the evidence, based on his experience, he's thinking. Schmitty, good to see you, Schmitty. Milwaukee civilian, I knew you were a dude. People think I'm a dude, and I'm not. Mountain Cat, Melissa Bartolome's phone pinged from two different hotels the night she went missing. I always found that detail strange. Hopefully one day we will have the answer to all of these questions that right now remain unanswered or a mystery to us. Schmitty, I'll be stuck working. I'll be hard to do. I finish at 11:30 Central Standard Time. Folks, that's going to be my breaking news report for this evening. Look at me. I did an hour. It's unbelievable. An hour goes by like, boom, it's an hour. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I want to thank all the new people I saw in the chat. I hope everyone that I saw in the chat that's brand new subscribes. Police Off the Cuff, I think we're 500 from 70,000 subscribers. I want to blow past that this today and tomorrow and work towards 100,000. But only you guys can support me, and I appreciate all of my fans, my friends, my subscribers. Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. Guys, have a great night. Thanks for tuning in. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow morning. One episode, just ain't enough. Get a laughter, get an interview too. You made the best. If you're on the lookout for true crime stories told from a fresh perspective with nuance, depth, and detail, I have a new show for you. Check out Murder, True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. From the shocking Chandra Levy case and infamous Tylenol murders to the tragic deaths of the Clutter family, each episode focuses on a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Listen in every Tuesday as the show dives into the darkest corners of true crime, unraveling chilling narratives, examining compelling clues, and most importantly, seeking the truth. What sets Murder, True Crime Stories apart is the focus on humanizing the victims and the effect their deaths had on their families, friends, and community. We'll always leave with the knowledge of why their stories need to be heard. There's a story behind every murder, but is there an ending? New episodes of Murder, True Crime Stories release every Tuesday. Just search for Murder, True Crime Stories on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet Kara. Kara's thing is perfectly juggling her family's packed schedule.
Monday soccer, Tuesday haircuts, Wednesday birthday party.
She doesn't have a whole lot of spare time, so she shops at Walmart for all of her over-the-counter medications.
Thursday swimming, Friday groceries.
That way, she can help keep her family healthy and on track without having to make an extra stop or spend a lot on health and wellness essentials.
Saturday, fill the medicine cabinet. Sunday, massage for me.
Yeah, you've earned that. Welcome to your one-stop shop. Welcome to your Walmart.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy, all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.